Please stand as you are able. We'll read the call to worship responsively. Give to our God, O heavenly beings, give to our God glory and strength.
Give to our God a glorious name.
Worship our God. The voice of our God is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty water. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Our God breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of our God flashes forth flames of fire. God shakes the wilderness, Kadesh. The voice of our God causes the oaks to whirl and the strips the forest bare. And in God's temple, all say, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. Our God sits enthroned as ruler forever.
May our God give strength to the people. May the Lord bless the people with peace. Let us sing hymn number 172, verses 1 and 5, first and last. Let us share the prayer together. Creating, calling, and faithful God, we come to you this time and place to be with you, to worship you, and to learn from you. May our time together be like your creation of light in the darkness that you call good. May it be that you would call us good while we respond to your call. And as we listen to you, amen.
Our scripture today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, the visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Thank you. neighbors to a neighbor, and validated. They brought in gifts. So in some cultures, today is the day when you get gifts, where they have a king cake and they celebrate because these three or four or five or six thought that this was a king being born. It has a song about this. Very, that's special. Very good. So they brought gifts because they wanted to celebrate the special person being born that they called a king. Now, we often call Jesus a king, but we have a lot of other names for Jesus too. But the important part today is they followed a light and they had this idea that came true. Now, the gifts they brought, very strange gifts. You have to keep reading the story and eventually they'll make some sense. But in this worship place, we have a candle during the Christmas season that represents the light of Jesus. Do you know where it is? Yeah? Do you see it? Do you see it burning and it has a special symbol on it? Or we call it? It's shorter than those, true, but if we had them all that old, it would be helpful. We call it the Christ candle. So if there were gifts to find, where would you think they would be today? Yeah, so why don't you go up there and see what's next to the Christ candle? You want to come up and see? What is it? It's a little box? Will somebody hand that to me? We will open it. So this is a special little box. It's like a treasure chest, and they said they had a treasure chest. They brought gifts. Now this does not have frankincense and myrrh, but it's actually brass, but it looks like gold, and it is a very special little bowl. And I use this to call people to prayer. Right? Yeah, it's tricky, right? Because you have to hold it just right. Yeah. Yeah. So I like that sound a lot. And so this little treasure box, you want to try it? You want to try it? This little treasure box reminds us of the treasures that these wise people who followed the star brought to Jesus. Because it looks like gold, and frankincense was an incense, and myrrh was a special spice, and they smell very special. Wow, you did a good job. So I want you to remember when you open gifts any time of the year, that there is always gifts for Jesus. And when we ask God for special gifts, we'll find them the closer we are to Jesus. Thanks for coming up and sharing this story with me today.
Well, that was awesome. I enjoyed hearing that. Yeah. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this day, for this time we can be together to worship you, for our young people to hear good stories. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. I don't know about you, But the Christmas season sure has gone fast this year. And whether I've been paying better attention or what, there seems to be more Christmas lights displayed in the neighborhoods than I remember in recent years. There's a house off of Route 50 on a service road down here. I've never seen anything like it. You can't even see the house. There are so many Christmas lights. We were driving home and we saw it and we made a U-turn and went back just to look at it. And apparently other people were doing it because there was a line. But today is Epiphany Sunday. The Magi finally get to the baby Jesus, or rather, more like the toddler Jesus. They bring Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh, wonderful gifts. Bruce Epperly says that Epiphany is the season of revealing, God reaching out to humankind, and humankind awakening to God's initiative. Now, Epiphany pushes us beyond the boundaries of religion, race, and revelation. We're reminded in Ephesians 3:10 that there is neither male or female, Jew or Greek, Christian or non-Christian, faithful or unfaithful. As Nancy said in her children's time, we don't know who the wise people were who were traveling. It could be women, men. When the Bible was written, everything was about men. But that's just another sermon. Or maybe not. God's revelation is available to all, however they hear it or understand it. Today we read about the journey of the Magi and the Holy Family's flight to Egypt. And I think this is a day to be in touch with our spiritual selves, the part of us that follows God wherever God leads us. We would like to think that we do that in Advent and Christmas, but there's so much going on during that month that it's difficult to focus spiritually when we have just one more gift to buy, or one more party to attend, or trip to take. But now the darkness of the shorter days are catching up to us, with nothing to look forward to. Christmas parties, shopping, all done. Now we move into the bleak midwinter. So I think it's fitting that we start this time of year with Epiphany and allow God to reveal God's self to our spiritual selves. This, to me, is a good time to hunker down and focus on who we are in relation to God, even to entertain going on a pilgrimage of sorts. One way to begin is to look at the Magi. The story that we read for today and their pilgrimage. Now, we don't have to leave the comfort of our homes, because we know we don't like to do that too much, or church, to go on a pilgrimage journey. Although that's certainly one way to do it. Another way is to, say, find a labyrinth and prayerfully walk that. There are many in this area. Still another way is to come to Bible study on Thursday afternoons at noon, where we will be studying Luke and how we can be touched by that gospel. And I would still like to do one in the evenings if there are people who are interested in that. Just a little commercial. There are many ways to travel on a pilgrimage of our own. Looking at the Magi sets our Epiphany journey or pilgrimage in motion. Traveling from a far-off land, Persia, and a different religious tradition, the Magi present the Holy Family and baby Jesus with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. God's star shines over the Holy Family's home. But the revelation began months and months earlier among the religious elite and guided a particular group of people. Again, we don't know all of who they were, to follow the star to find Jesus. These foreign followers experienced God's light among the Jews and are, as foreign people, also the recipients of that light. So the Jews, the light was for the Jews to follow to find baby Jesus, but it was also for other people. And that's important to remember, that this isn't just for one group. It is for all. For ages, these magi and their predecessors had been looking for a way to know that their spiritual tradition was part of a larger revelation. And we want to know that too, that we're part of something greater, even than the United Church of Christ, even greater than Bethel, even greater than Christianity. And we are. They found that in the star and Jesus' birth. Although it may not seem like it in this day and age, God does not privilege wealth, power, or race. The Christ child is born in a lowly place among oppressed people, and not among the learned and affluent or the typical preservers of the Jewish faith tradition. His first witnesses are the working poor, the shepherds, domestic animals, and later spiritual pilgrims from a foreign land. And so Epiphany celebrates God's many revelations in the world. The religion of the Magi, different as it was from the faith of the Jewish people, was still a recipient of God's unique manifestation, God's unique love. And the Magi didn't have to convert to Judaism to be accepted. And that's so important. The Magi did not have to convert. Nobody had to be somebody they weren't in order to be loved by God. Rather, their encounter with the baby Jesus and his star signaled the expansion of their faith and our faith beyond something that was insular, known only to them, and to become a truly global faith. The Magi were guided by a star. And on Epiphany, we are reminded that a child's cry echoes God's voice. A child's cry echoes God's voice. A camel bearing the Magi presents divine gifts. And foreigners receive a revelation. The Magi were also guided by a dream. The dream changes the course of their lives. Perhaps perplexed by Herod's response to their quest for the Holy One of Israel, Herod wanted them to find the baby and then go back and tell him where the baby was so that he could then kill the baby. This is the grown-up version of the story. But something caught them, and their ambivalence is confirmed by a dream that they had, alerting them that Herod intended to harm the Holy Child. And so, the Magi left for their country by another road. They didn't go back to Herod, and that was dangerous in and of itself. So I guess one of the things that we need to learn from this text for today is that following God may mean changing direction or choosing a new route for our lives. I actually heard this on a Hallmark movie this last recently. I only watched one during Christmas. But in this movie, this woman was saying to this guy that she wanted to change his mind or something, but even the Magi changed their minds. Sometimes this road leads to new vistas and fills us with excitement. God's star may take us to strange places. And yet, when God changes our direction, God gives us directions for the journey. I think about Bethel in this and all that we've been through in the last year, leaving the old building, coming here, trying to start new, trying to start afresh, following where God is leading us. Not sure, but being faithful in that following. Joseph also had a dream. Earlier in the Christmas story, Joseph encounters an angel in a dream urging him to embrace the pregnant Mary as his wife, despite his misgivings. Once again, Joseph has a dream, and this time the angels tell him to flee Herod's violence. The Holy Family relocates in Egypt. The Holy Family starts out to relocate in Egypt. And relocate is a mild word here. They had to leave everything familiar, including their home, friends, and occupations, to seek security in a foreign land. Does that remind us of anybody these days? Say, at a border? Like immigrant families throughout history and our time, they depended on their own resourcefulness and the kindness of strangers. The flight of the Holy Family is a reminder that there have always been immigrants, including, I suppose, all of us, unless there's an indigenous person here. But for the most part, all of us are immigrants. The immigrants that we're aware of today at the border are following stars and dreams of survival, of a better life for their children, and peaceful communities. God is generous. God is generous with revelation, with salvation, and desires that we, like the Magi, keep our eyes on the heavens, looking for dreams, looking for stars to guide us beyond our religious comfortability, to discover and grow from our encounter with the varieties of healthy and insightful religious experiences. We're called to be open to all and to learn from all and to experience God in all. So my friends, my question to you today is, how can I be open to the voice of God, even if it doesn't make sense sometimes? Amen. We'll sing hymn number 149. Now
As we embrace the light that has come into our lives, we naturally think of those who need that light, who need health and healing. So I invite you to share your joys and your concerns in this time.
I just like prayers for my father. He had shoulder surgery on Friday. As of yesterday, everything was good, but just prayers for speedy recovery and patience for my stepmother to deal with him.
Absolutely. Prayers for your father.
Prayers for my neighbor who's devout Baptist, and she is in chronic pain, and they can't find the cause.
Okay, your neighbor in chronic pain, absolutely.
Prayers for Millie Davis and her family. I just heard from her yesterday that Jerry, they were longtime members of Bethel but have moved to the southern part of Virginia some time ago. Jerry fell and sustained a severe head injury, and he passed away on the 7th of December.
What prayers, especially those who suffer loss this time of year when it seems to be felt so much more. Others? How about a joy, one joy? It's like an auction. Come on, we have one joy to celebrate, surely. Prayers for her and a joy, too. Well, let us enter into a time of silent prayer to begin with as we let God fill us with light. Eternal light, we give thanks that we can feel you within us, filling all of our dark places with your light. Even as we are grateful for all the blessings you bestow, our minds naturally turn to those who need health and healing. Those who have suffered chronic pain, those who have received successful surgery, those who have lost loved ones, many who are still traveling, and each one who weighs heavy on our hearts this day. We ask for light and hope for all refugees who have fled their home like you did once. Bring light and hope into their lives. Bring the light of ideas and action to those of us who so want to help, to know what we can do in our own little way to bring light to the world of fear and darkness. For in this season, you told us, do not fear.
We give thanks for the joys shared over the holiday, for travelers, for safe journeys, for children going back to school. Bless us, we pray, in this time of celebrating your light as we begin and end with you each day. We pray now in the words that Jesus taught us. Holy God, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The love of God is born new in the world as often as we embody that love in works of compassion and peace and justice. So let us offer our gifts in a spirit of generosity and hope. Let us join in the prayer together. Bless us in your calling us to be in ministry of showing hospitality to others. We offer the gifts that we have been given to be used not for conquest and dominance, but for use in liberating the poor and hurting people who pray for our liberation as well as their own. Receive and multiply our gifts for life-giving ministry. Amen. God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall not hunger. You who believe in me shall not thirst. In company with all who hunger for spiritual food, we come to this table to know the risen Christ in the sharing of this life-giving bread and cup.
And we remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke the bread and said to his disciples, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant given for you. As often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. And through the cup of blessing, we participate in the new life that Christ gives. Let us pray. Holy God, descend your spirit upon these gifts of grain and grape, that they may be for us the presence of the living Christ. And pour out your spirit upon us so that we might be reflections of your likeness in a hurting world, so that others may know the blessings of living in communion with you and one another. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God come, for all things are ready. the gift of the new covenant given for each of us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this meal and for all the ways that you nourish us. Grow in us that we may nourish others. Sustain us that we may press toward the goal of your call in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we'll sing now, Go Tell It on the Mountain, hymn number 167. Sing it loud and sing it proud. Everybody stand if you are able. The hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born as shepherds one. Let us pray. Go forth from this place as a flowing stream in the midst of a parched desert, pouring the love of God upon the hearts and lives of all you meet, so that hope may take root and blossom. As you go, know that the God who created you, the Christ who redeems you, and the Spirit who empowers you is with you today and in the days to come and always. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.